We get a lot of terrific emails from listeners who are painters and sculptors and other visual artists, professionals and amateurs both. There you all are, alone in your studios, working away. And there we are, warbling out of the paint-splattered boombox next to the coffee can full of brushes as you put the finishing touches on your latest project. Or maybe you find yourself at some kind of creative impasse. Good ideas are hard to come by, after all. So here with some helpful suggestions is the writer Jack Handy.
Ideas for Paintings by Jack Handy. Because I love art, I am offering the following ideas for paintings to all struggling artists out there. Some of those artists may be thinking, hey, I've got good ideas of my own. Really? Then why are you struggling? These ideas, all 12 of them, are free of charge. I only ask that when you have completed a painting, as a courtesy to me, you sign it Jack Handy and your name or initials. And if the painting is sold, I get approximately all the money. Good luck. Let's get painting. Idea number 1, Stampede of Nudes. The trouble with most paintings of nudes is that there isn't enough nudity. It's usually just one woman lying there and you're looking around going, aren't there any more nudes? This idea solves that. What has frightened these nudes? Is it the lightning in the background? Or did one of the nudes just spook? You don't know, and this creates tension. Idea number 2, Made You Look. This idea is difficult to execute but could turn out to be a masterpiece. It depicts a grandly dressed lady looking straight at you. At first, her look seems to say, quick, look behind you. So you turn around, and when you look back at her again, her expression now seems to be one of smug satisfaction. Number 3, The Bleak Hotel. A man is staring out the window of a bleak hotel room. He looks depressed. From the side, flying through the air, is a football. And you realize, if he's depressed now, just wait until he gets hit in the head by that football. Idea number 4, The Repentant Cameron Diaz. Cameron Diaz, her tear-streaked face lit by a candle, gazes wistfully at a picture of me. Number 5, The Weary Peasants. Some tired-looking peasants are walking down a road at sunset, carrying sheaves of wheat. A nobleman in a fancy coach is coming up from behind. This creates drama, because you're thinking, why don't those peasants get out of the way? Number 6, Self-Portrait with Startled Expression. The key here is to be able to constantly startle yourself as you're painting. One option is to hire a professional startler, but that can get expensive. The best ones are from Ireland. Be sure to use opening the bill from your startler as a free startle. Idea number 7. Abstract White Number 1. This is a solid white painting. You might be asking, is it okay to put in a fleck of color here and there? I give up. Do whatever you want. Idea number 8. Still Life with Rabbit. A wooden table is chock-a-block with fruit, cheese, and a glass of wine. To one side is a dead rabbit, a dead pheasant, and a dead eel. And you're thinking, thanks for the fruit, but man, take better care of your pets. Number 9. Still Life with Beets, Cauliflower, Liver, and Large Glass of Beer. Just kidding, only the beer. Number 10. The Expulsion of Adam and Eve. Biblical themes sell well. In this one, God hovers over Adam and Eve, kicking them out of the Garden of Eden. As they leave, in an aside to Eve, Adam imitates the expression on God's face. Number 11, The Jolly Dancer. The scene is a flatboat on the Ohio River. A frontiersman who looks like me is doing his funny cowboy dance. Everyone seems to be enjoying the dance except for an insane simpleton who looks like my so-called friend Don. Crawling up behind Don is a big snapping turtle. Idea number 12, Untitled. This can pretty much be anything. Just remember to make it good and to put my name on it.
Jack Handy, formerly the in-house philosopher for Saturday Night Live, is the author of Deep Thoughts, Deeper Thoughts, Fuzzy Memories, and other collections. Coming up, how the musician Lisa Germano went from fiddling for big stars like David Bowie and John Mellencamp to writing and performing her own quiet, quirky tunes. That's ahead in Studio 360 from PRI, Public Radio International. Stay with us.
Studio 360 is made possible by Herman Miller and Design Within Reach, celebrating the 50th anniversary of the Eames lounge chair and ottoman, the 20th century interpretation of classic wood and leather lounge design. Product details are available online at dwr.com/360. And by Live from Lincoln Center. On August 2nd, Live from Lincoln Center broadcast the Mostly Mozart Festival opening night gala featuring Maestro Louis Langres, the Mostly Mozart Festival Orchestra, and Garrick Olson. Check local PBS listings.